Hi, I'm Tom Clark, co-host of Zorba Pastor on Your Health, a weekly health and lifestyle show produced by Wisconsin Public Radio and distributed by PRI. This podcast is the Heart Healthy Recipe segment from our show. Tom Clark with Family Doc Zorba Pastor here on Zorba Pastor on Your Health. We have an open line for you if you'd like to join us. 800-462-7413 is our toll-free number. But before we get back to the phones, it's recipe time now, Zorba, and we have a special guest chef joining us today. Would you please welcome Alana Amsterdam, author of the Gluten-Free Almond Flour Cookbook. Alana's cookbook is tailored to those on a restricted gluten-free diet, but can be enjoyed by all. That's because, unlike other gluten-free foods, the recipes in Alana's book don't have an unappetizing taste and texture of cardboard. They are easy to make and packed with fiber, protein, antioxidants, and the good fats, perfect for anyone interested in healthy eating. So, without further delay, here is the recipe for Southwestern Salmon Burgers as featured in the Gluten-Free Almond Flour Cookbook by Alana Amsterdam. You know, Alana, hi.
Hi. How are you?
Oh, good. You know, Tom just brought up such an interesting point, having something that actually tastes good, because often when we remove something from our diet, people go, oh, wait a minute, it's not going to taste very good at all. I don't want to remove that. It's going to be cardboard. And often when I've looked at gluten-free recipes, they do appear to be unappetizing. They're not the most appetizing thing. How'd you get into this?
Well, I was diagnosed with celiac disease in 1998, and so I was just kind of moving along, making separate gluten-free food for myself. And then my son was diagnosed when he was 3 years old in 2001, and I really made it my mission to turn all of my favorite classic recipes from childhood into delicious gluten-free versions, because I wanted him to be able to have chocolate chip cookies and chicken parmesan and all those yummy things I grew up with in a gluten-free and healthier version.
And all of this is in the cookbook. Let's get to our recipe.
All in the cookbook.
Southwestern Salmon Burgers.
You know, I love salmon. Salmon is my favorite fish overall, and I love it obviously because it's good for you. It's got good fats, omega-3 fatty acids. Salmon is your favorite fish? Is that what you like, or what fish do you like?
I actually like salmon the best. I just think it has a wonderful flavor, and it's also a superfood, as you mentioned, with all those amazing essential fatty acids.
Yeah, salmon is absolutely great. Okay,
so I have a few salmon recipes in the book because of my love of salmon.
Yes, and one of the issues that I think is important, just looking at fish before we get to the recipe, is that. Different types of fish taste good. People who say I don't eat fish often haven't tried fish, haven't eaten in the right way, haven't tried different textures of fish. In my house, fish was synonymous with smelt. And when I say the word smelt, I immediately sort of wiggle my nose and think, I don't want to have anything but salmon. This is great. So Southwestern Salmon Burgers, start out with 1 pound of skinless salmon fillet. So it's a fillet that people buy. What kind of salmon do you buy?
I buy wild salmon. And, you know, depending on the season, it could be king, coho, or whatever, but I always buy wild salmon. I really avoid farm salmon, and it doesn't matter if it's, like, fresh, you know, off an airplane, which is obviously less environmentally sound to purchase, or one that's been pre-frozen, which is much more environmentally sound. But the wild salmon is the key for me.
Okay. And getting back to that, so we can make this with frozen salmon or fresh salmon, because that's a big issue. Usually frozen salmon is cheaper than fresh salmon. Always look at a price with things. Then, after that, we're going to use 3/4 cup of blanched almond flour. Now, I have to tell you, I'm not familiar with almond flour. Where do you get it? I've never seen it. And what is it?
Almond flour actually is just ground blanched almonds that are then strained through a sieve so that you end up with like a fine, it's almost a dust, just like flour is almost a dust. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes the recipe.
So it's almost got a pastry flour texture to it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So it's almost wonderful. A pastry flour texture, which is good. And, of course, when you're on a gluten-free diet, it's wheat that we have to avoid because we basically have antibodies that have developed to wheat. So two large eggs that we use, two large eggs. Okay.
Exactly.
One red bell pepper diced into 1/4-inch cubes.
Yep.
Okay, red bell pepper diced. One tablespoonful of mixed fresh cilantro. People love cilantro. People are neutral about cilantro. People hate cilantro.
Uh-huh.
So I always say cilantro to taste.
Uh-huh.
Cilantro to taste. And for my recipes, if I don't use cilantro, I use parsley, which also has, doesn't, of course, have the same exact issue, but it has the same green and texture.
That's great.
A tablespoonful of finely chopped scallions. Okay. One teaspoon of sea salt. A teaspoon of ground cumin. I often buy my cumin at Asian grocery stores. I find it's cheaper, especially Indian grocery stores, Mexican grocery stores. Cumin that I buy in the supermarket tends to cost about 3 or 4 times as much as in Asian and Hispanic grocery stores. A teaspoon of ground chipotle. So you mean the chipotle chili in the can, the ground, or the sauce that's around it?
Ground chipotle in, like you said, in a Mexican supermarket or a Latin American supermarket, and also at the health food store and in a lot of grocery stores. But all it is ground up chipotle peppers that are put into, that turn into a powder.
And then a powder that are dried. So they give it a really nice taste.
Delicious.
A tablespoon of freshly squeezed lime juice. Do not use concentrated lime juice. It doesn't taste the same.
You know, thank you.
You know, there is
I
mean, there is no doubt about it. And then grapeseed oil. Why do you use that? We're using 2 tablespoonfuls.
I use grapeseed oil. You could also use olive oil in this recipe easily. Grapeseed oil doesn't have the low burning point that olive oil has, so it's great for using in recipes where you're sautéing and frying. And then I use it throughout my book in place of butter. If you look at my chocolate chip cookie recipes and all my dessert recipes, whenever there's a need for some kind of butter or oil, I use grapeseed because it mimics the flavor of butter and has a neutral, more neutral taste than olive oil.
Yeah, olive oil does not have a neutral taste.
Yeah, you don't want to use that in dessert.
So we'll make the recipe. Rinse the salmon, pat it dry, cut into 1/4-inch cubes. Then in a large bowl, combine the salmon, almond flour, eggs, bell pepper, cilantro, if you're going to use it, scallion salt, cumin, chipotle powder, and lime juice. Form the mixture into 2-inch patties, and then heat the grapeseed oil in a large skillet over medium-high heat. Cook the patties for 4 to 6 minutes per side until golden brown. Transfer the patties to a paper towel lined plate so that the oil will ooze out of it, and serve it hot. I love it. It's got 361 calories. Most importantly, when we look at it, it's 62% of the protein that you need from the day from 1 calorie. This is a high-protein recipe. And when we look at fat, even though it's got roughly 35% of the fat you need for the day, it's good fat. There's good oil and bad oil, and clearly omega-3 fatty acids are good oil. It sounds like a delicious recipe that's high-protein. How do your kids like it?
They love it. And it's funny because when you were talking about the smelt and how people feel about fish, my children don't like to eat just plain broiled salmon. But if I jazz it up with these different ingredients like the scallions and cumin and lime juice, it tastes, the salmon and fish flavor is much more subtle. So I'm always trying to find new fun ways to prepare salmon for them.
Now, what's a good thing to serve with this?
Oh, I would serve it with steamed kale or broccoli or a big salad. And I think it's really important in our family that usually half the meal is just greens. I just think we don't eat enough greens in this day.
Absolutely. And the darker the green, the more nutrients we have in it. Thank you so much.
I think this
is great. We're going to have you back on our pledge show to maybe give us something delicious and sweet.
Maybe those chocolate cookies that you
mentioned. Ooh, I love chocolate cookies.
Thanks so much, you guys.
Thanks for now, and we'll see you later. To get a copy of today's recipe or to find out more about Alana's book and links to her blog, visit our website at
ZorbaPastor.org. And while you're there, you can sign up for a weekly recipe podcast and search all of your favorite Zorba Pastor on Your Health recipes. That's ZorbaPastor.org.
You've been been listening to the Heart Healthy Recipe segment of PRI's Zorba Pastor on Your Health, Public Radio's favorite weekly health and lifestyle show. If you'd like to hear the program in its entirety or hear more recipes, visit ZorbaPastor.org.